Westlock. The Westlock Legion has donated several thousand dollars to local community groups and nonprofit organizations, including this year's recipients, the Westlock Army Cadets, the Westlock Continuing Care Center, and the Hope Resource Center. Money raised in the 2023 Poppy Fund was distributed and presented to the various groups in a presentation February 12 at the Westlock Legion. A total of $4,264.46 was given to the Westlock Army Cadets, $2,362.50 went to the Westlock Continuing Care Center, and $1,000, which was raised from bingo events and Nevada tickets, was given to the Hope Resource Center Association. Unit Support Committee President for the 2,467 Westlock Army Cadets, Mary Ashton Gruhl, said they greatly appreciate the money received and it will help support regular training for cadets and help fund excursions. The Cadet Support Committee is responsible for raising the money associated with all but the very basics that the cadets provide. So everything over and above that is parent-funded, said Ashton Gruhl. So any help we get, especially large donations like that from the Legion, are incredibly helpful and greatly increase the amount of opportunities that we can provide to the cadets that are part of our Corps. Seniors Health Manager Megan Forstie, at the Westlock Continuing Care Center, said the money they were given from the Legion will have a positive impact for the residents and staff and will help upgrade a basic duet bicycle for continuing care residents to enjoy outdoors this summer. Our season is so short, so to able to get more people out in a day and maybe for a longer ride, that'll really make a big difference, said Forstie. It's a bike for the residents. They are carried in the front of the bike and then recreation staff controls and pedals the bike, so they get the bike experience in a very safe way. The current duet bicycle operates manually and the upgrade will include an electric motor assist, which will benefit both residents and staff at the Continuing Care Center. I think the biggest feature of having that electric motor upgrade is just that the residents will be able to enjoy a little bit longer ride, and I think it'll also make the bike more accessible to a wider group of staff to assist, she added. In addition to the Legion providing funding to community groups, the Westlock Ladies Auxiliary also gave back to the Legion, donating $15,000 they raised over the past year. Most of that money comes from catering events, said Ladies Auxiliary President, Jean Roska, noting the donation is something they try to do every year. The reason that the Legion Auxiliary to the Royal Canadian Legion was formed was to help out the Legion, so that's our main purpose. K. Jean at greatwest.ca.